dangerous morning show. The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined the Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
What's happening? Good morning.
Good morning to you.
To you. Damn, man. What happened to Welvin?
That wasn't Welvin. That was...
What's his name?
A-Town. Wasn't it A-Town?
What was the special ed sensation name?
A-Town.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for A-Town, man.
We haven't seen him in a while.
We ain't seen a lot of those special ed sensations in a while. They come and they go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, don't forget that tomorrow is a day without a woman.
Are you coming to work?
It's a day without a woman. Why would I be here?
That doesn't apply to radio personalities,
it does.
I thought.
We're actually showing our support for a day without a woman. So a lot of people are actually not going... A lot of women... are not going to be going to work tomorrow, so get ready for that. But you can show your solidarity as well. You can wear red, support women and minority-owned businesses.
Make sure you're wearing red in the right neighborhood, okay? Don't go wearing red if you know the blood is popping where you at, all right?
Right.
Pick another color.
Right.
Maybe pink. Looks red in the dark.
Shout out to our very own Charlamagne. He was on breaks last night looking like he was straight out the 90s.
I do it for the culture.
Give him a round of applause. Give him a round of applause, man.
I do it for the culture. And listen, it's a lot of women that was saying things to me like, so, hey, you know, what about Wednesday? And I'm like, isn't Wednesday y'all day to take off?
Yes.
Like, come on. I don't think a lot of women got the memo.
What about what Wednesday?
Just in general. Like, people will talk to me like, hey, let's meet on Wednesday. Hey, let's do this on Wednesday. I'm like, it's the day without a woman day. So a lot of women that I know didn't necessarily get the memo.
Well, you're not required to do that. Just like this all came from the Women's March. So some people are, still going to work. Some people aren't in the position to take off. But you can also show your support even if you don't take off from work by wearing red, by supporting women-owned businesses.
I can't have that. I'm sorry. Not in my household. Mm-mm.
What do you mean?
My wife got to be there. She can't just go somewhere.
I don't think that nobody else said boycott home.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody goes ghost.
She went to the grocery store yesterday for 1 hour. My son found a green marker. I don't know where he got this green marker from. And he markered the whole crib. I don't know if he thought he was a graffiti artist.
Where the hell was you at for an hour?
I was with the baby watching TV. And he went around and he had the marker, and I guess he wanted to write his name or graffiti his name all through the house. He didn't just do like one wall. He did like 9.
Well, congratulations to your future tagger, baby. Somebody got to keep the culture alive. Somebody got to do it for the culture, man. Graffiti is a lost art.
I landed at like 1 o'clock in the morning last night. My flight was delayed. So a little out of it.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about Ben Carson and some comments that he made where he compared slaves to immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Planned Parenthood. Donald Trump has proposed to fund them if they do this. We'll tell you how they responded.
All right. Also, if you feel blessed, all right, you feel some positivity in your life, 800-585-1051. Maybe you had a birthday. Whatever it may be, tell them why you're blessed. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, I guess we got to talk about him. Donald Trump.
Yes, he has unveiled his new travel ban that will take effect on March 16th, and they have removed Iraq from the original list of Muslim nations that are blocked from coming to the United States.
So that's the only update he made to it?
I mean, I'm sure there's other things, but that's the main thing. That's on there. Of course, that seems like it's still illegal.
Mm. Hey, we need a new travel ban. Scratch Iraq off the list. Here. Okay.
Anything else with Donald Trump?
Yes, Obamacare. They've also released their Obamacare repeal and replacement plan. So they said there's a lot of things that are going to be unveiled because we don't have all the information yet. But the plan would eliminate mandates that required individuals to be insured and employers to provide health care insurance. It gets rid of tax penalties for people who don't get health insurance. And it also prohibits health insurers from denying people coverage, which also Obamacare did, if they have a pre-existing condition. It allows younger adults to stay on their parents' health insurance until they're 26 years old. And it provides monthly tax credits to help low and middle income individuals and families buy health insurance if their employers don't provide it. But it also makes Planned Parenthood ineligible for Medicaid reimbursements or federal family planning grants.
Yeah, I hear people call...
Oh, go ahead. I was going to say, they are saying millions of more people will be uninsured after this.
Yeah, I hear people calling it Obamacare light because they didn't really make a lot of changes to it. But I told y'all that already. I told y'all they was going to repeal and replace Obamacare with Obamacare, make a couple tweaks to it, and stamp their name on it. That's all.
Now, let's talk about Ben Carson.
Oh, and last thing I was going to say with Planned Parenthood, Donald Trump has said that he will continue to fund Planned Parenthood if they stop providing abortion services. Of course, Planned Parenthood said absolutely not.
Wow.
Now, mind you, none of those taxpayers' dollars go to fund abortion services. It goes for other reproductive health services and preventative screenings that they use in clinics nationwide. So it's not like that money goes toward that. But Donald Trump has said the only way that he would continue to fund federally Planned Parenthood is if they stop doing abortions.
That's crazy. I just don't understand why they care what somebody does with their body so much. Like let people be pro-choice. Like, you don't know what people's circumstances are that they may or may not want to have abortions. Like, I don't understand why they want to interfere with that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Ben Carson and some of the stupid ish that he said.
Well, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, who is Ben Carson, has made a statement in his first remarks to employees at yesterday. He said this.
That's what America is about. A land of dreams and opportunity. There were other immigrants who came here in the bottom of slave ships, worked even longer, even harder for less. But they too had a dream that one day their sons, daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, great-grandsons, great-granddaughters might pursue prosperity and happiness in this land. And do you know of all the nations in the world, the United States of America is the only one big enough and great enough to allow all those people to realize their dream?
Oh, boy.
He must mean involuntary immigrants or alternative immigrants, okay? People bought here because of human slavery and forced into servitude. Then what bugs me out is he said for less. You know, for less, does he mean free?
I don't know. Slaves didn't get paid.
Immigrants? I'm confused. Like, that's crazy.
I mean, involuntary immigrants, alternative immigrants. I mean, we all might be immigrants, but we didn't come willingly. We didn't want to be in the bottom of slave ships packed on top of each other. And if you think slavery was a better life, I would love to know what Ben Carson thinks we were doing before slavery.
Well, Ben Carson has since released a statement on social media. He said the two experiences should never be intertwined nor forgotten as we demand the necessary progress towards an America that's inclusive and provides access to equal opportunity for all.
So why did he intertwine them, though? If they should never be intertwined, why did he intertwine them?
No,
you did this, Ben. You intertwined them. Nobody else did.
My goodness. All right. Well, that's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night. Maybe you pissed off at your president. Whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night, and there was too many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls. We need drunk girls. We need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just going to go all the way. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's going on, man? This is Xavier. I'm calling from Jersey.
Now, why are you so mad this morning, bro?
Man, you got to be kidding me. My motorcycle got stolen yesterday. The guy that stole it is on camera stealing it. And I got a GPS in my bike. And I go to the guy's house with the cops. They like, yo, well, you got your bike back, so you good. And I'm saying, well, what about the guy? They know who he is. They don't want to arrest him. Talking about auto crime isn't one of their priorities.
Whoa.
Wow,
really?
That's crazy.
That's messed up.
Were you willing to testify against him?
Man, listen.
Just answer the question.
To somewhere else, but yo, if the dude, I work hard for my property, so I need my stuff back. But also, I want him to. You got to face some type of consequences for
this
that.
Is what happened.
If they're not going to do it, then he's going to face street justice. That is what it is.
Uh-oh. The police probably said to you, "Are you willing to testify against him?" And you said no because you believe in that whole stop snitching thing. And so they said, "Okay, well, take your bike and leave."
Well, he took the cops to his house.
He did take the cops to his house, though.
Still got to be willing to testify.
Yeah.
But you going to testify, bro?
Hey, listen. If they go and get the dude. It's going to have to go down. Yeah,
it got to
be like that. I pay my taxes.
There you go, man. I like you a taxpaying citizen. God damn.
Just say yes. Yeah, I paid my taxes.
That ain't snitching, bro. Somebody steal from me. Guess where I'm going to be? In the courthouse, pointing them out, looking them dead in the eye, saying it was him, officer.
Hello, who's this?
This is Monique.
Hey, Monique. Why are you mad this morning?
I'm mad because I'm tired of this weather not deciding what it want to do with itself. One minute it's hot, next minute it's cold, next minute it's raining, next minute it's sunshine. It need to just get hot and stay hot.
I'm with you.
Just clear, sunny skies every day.
You want the weather to be as predictable.
Exactly, like back home in Jamaica.
You want the weather to be as predictable as your period.
Well, even that's unpredictable, too.
Oh, there we go.
All right. Thank you, Mama. I'm mad at my little son, my little two-year-old son. His name is Jackson. I'm mad at him. He found a green marker, and he marked all over the house. My wife went out the house for an hour to the grocery store, and this boy in that hour got that marker, and he graffitied the whole house.
Didn't you have been watching
crazy.
Him?
Yeah, I'm mad that his parents left him unattended and left him alone for an hour.
I was there by myself. I got five kids.
So
I had the
Jackson.
Baby.
Jackson was alone by himself, too, clearly.
How did you not know he was doing that for an hour?
A whole hour, bro?
I thought he was watching television downstairs.
You thought? Oh, okay.
So he was by himself downstairs, a two-year-old in
the room. I don't know about this, Envy.
The 15-year-old, Madison was supposed to be with him. Logan was supposed to be with him.
And they weren't.
But he just did it by himself.
Sounds like the dad's fault.
Sounds very neglectful.
Well, my wife.
Sounds like a case of negligence.
But don't suppress his inner artistic side.
Not on the wall, though. My goodness. Tell him why you mad.
Let him go visit his family in the hood so he can get some graffiti under his belt. Then let him get it out of him.
No. Tell him why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you could call us at any time. But now, when we come back, tell him why you blessed, all right? If you feel blessed, you want to spread some positivity, it's your birthday, you're having a good morning or a good night last night, call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Kev, everybody. How's everybody doing?
What's up, Kev? You feeling blessed this morning?
Yeah, I'm feeling blessed and mad at my stupid brother.
What your brother did? Well, why you feeling
arrested?
Blessed about it?
Under Donald Trump's administration, this idiot moron decides he want to go join the military.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Yeah, that's not smart.
Yeah, that's not smart at all of him, man.
Yeah, he's a very volatile president, very thin-tempered president, and it's a possibility we could go to war with somebody.
Yeah, we appreciate him for protecting our country, but, you know, I don't know if this was the time.
It's like saying, like, my boss calls me the N-word every day, and I'm going to say hi to him.
What?
Well, you still should say hi to you.
It's like having sex with a girl you know got herpes. It's a high possibility.
Yes, exactly.
That's a high possibility you could get it.
You explained it so wonderful right there.
Why does everything have to do with herpes with you, Charlamagne?
I just like to explain things in ways people understand, okay?
Goodness gracious. Hello, who's this?
Hey, man. Good morning, guys. Peace and blessings. It's your favorite guy, Porta Potty
Guy.
What's
up, Porta Potty Guy? Has Envy unblocked you yet?
Listen, man. I love Envy, man. If Envy unblocked me, it's cool. He didn't unblock me yet, but it's all good.
Oh, my gosh. He told me he was going to.
All right, I will.
Envy blocked me because I'm out here trying to feed my family just like him.
That's
you know what I mean? If I ask you to play my music, it's because I feel like I'm good and I deserve it, baby. You know what I mean? But Angela, you looking good out here in these streets, though.
Oh, thank you.
Why are you blessed, bro?
He only knows that because he's not blocked.
No, because he's not blocked.
I'm blessed, Envy, because, you know what I mean, I got a three-year-old son that I'm taking care of, and I hear that you guys are giving away jobs over there.
I don't know where that's from.
Nah, man, don't give that job to Darnell Rollins, man. Give the job to Porta Potty Guy. Let me get the word in the streets.
Darnell has a job.
Porta Potty, you want to know a little secret? You want a little cheat code?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Charlamagne, I don't think I need a cheat code. You know what I mean?
Never mind. Beat it.
I love y'all guys, man.
That's why nobody can help y'all, because you don't even want the advice I was about to give you. So whatever.
what advice were you going to give them?
I was going to tell them just pay the DJs.
Shut up. That's not good advice, you ass. Hello, who's this?
Yo, I'm way up. I feel blessed.
Why you feel blessed, bro?
It's iPhone 7. I feel blessed because I got everything in my own name, bro. I got my car, my crib. It took me a while, you know. Everything finally, I signed all my shit, bro, so I don't got to worry about it.
iPhone, why every time you call, you curse?
Bro, this is me, baby.
You know what would be so crazy? It'd be so ironic if you had everything in your name except for your iPhone.
Tell them why you blessed. 800-585-1051. If you are blessed, you can hit us right now. Now, Yee.
Yes, DJ MV.
We got rumors on the way?
Yes, we'll tell you why people are mad at Saturday Night Live, what skit had people up in arms. Also, what company is planning to lay off a number of their on-air talent.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, they're saying raindrop or range drop?
Come on, man. They're saying raindrops. I don't know who started that dumbass internet rumor. They're saying raindrops. In the video, it's actually raining. Remember that? Okay, remember when Offset was on The Breakfast Club? He said raindrops. Like, who started the raindrop
thing? Oh, Teyana Taylor, when she got the new Range Rover convertible, I guess, because I think in her post she said raindrop. Oh.
It amazes me how people can listen to a song all this time. They've done had so many memes knowing it was raindrop. Genius done deciphered it. But one person can put up an internet post and you're like, oh, she is saying raindrop.
I was confused for a minute. I said, I thought it was raindrop.
It is raindrop.
Okay.
So you're not confused.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's find out what company is laying people off.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, ESPN is planning to lay off a number of their on-air talent. So those are just the talking heads that you see on television. They said behind-the-scenes staffers should not have to worry about their jobs. ESPN released a statement. We have long been about serving fans and innovating to create the best content for them. Today's fans consume content in many different ways, and we are in a continuous process of adapting to change and improving what we do. Inevitably, that has consequences for how we utilize our talent. We are confident that ESPN will continue to have a roster of talent that is unequaled in sports.
Yeah, I heard about that, though. But, I mean, people at ESPN got some ridiculous contracts. Like, I mean, you got people at ESPN who got contracts where they work for like 60 days and make $800,000.
Really?
A year. Oh, absolutely.
Well, they have more than 1,000 people that would fall under that on-air talent heading. So right now they're going to utilize the rest of their talent across additional platforms and shows instead of having all those people that come in and are, I guess, contracted out and, you know, so.
So as long as they keep Michael Smith, Jemele Hill, and Carrie Champion, we good. Drop on the clues bombs for all three of those individuals.
So they haven't said who they're laying off yet. They just said we're going to lay people off?
Yeah, they haven't said.
That's effed up, man.
Nah, it'll be people like you ever seen like Brad Daugherty come on ESPN for a second? Like he'd be on like during certain times, maybe right during the playoff. It'd be people like him.
Yeah, I mean, that's messed up. They're going to lay people off. You go to work every day. You don't know if that's you. That's foul.
You know when you rob an ESPN. If you only work 60 days a year and you make $800,000, you're probably getting laid off, buddy.
Yeesh.
Right.
All right, Azealia Banks is a wanted woman. She was a no-show in court. She was supposed to be in court yesterday. She didn't come. So now there's a bench warrant for her arrest. Now this is
I know where she at.
And she's in Paris at Fashion Week.
Yep, I seen her on Instagram.
Everybody knows. They're saying that she told her attorney to let the judge know, hey, if you need me to be in court, I could be there later or whatever. And the judge is like, nope.
We see you all over Instagram in Paris in a denim thong, Azealia. We know exactly where Azealia Banks at.
Mm-mm-mm. Now, this is all because of the 2015 arrest that she had for biting a nightclub bouncer, a woman, in the breasts.
Wow.
All right.
Do you even tell the judge when the judge says you didn't show up to court, but then you're like, oh, well, I was busy, and then they can look on Instagram and see you was in Paris with the denim thong on?
Yeah, that thong looked crazy. All right. Ice Cube has a new project that he's going to be working on. He's going to have a voiceover role in a Spider-Man film. So now they're looking at him for the role, allegedly, of Jefferson Davis.
Who's Jefferson Davis?
Miles Morales' father.
Yes, Miles Morales' father in the Marvel comic books. He's actually a former S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
I don't know what that means, but go ahead.
Well, yeah,
I read Marvel comics, so he's a former S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, so yes. And Miles Morales is actually Spanish.
All right, Octavia Spencer hosted Saturday Night Live, and some people love this skit and some people were upset about it. Now, in this skit, she's a disgruntled former pharmacy company employee. She actually had to sue her former employer because they stole the names of her friends and family and used them to name the drugs. All right, here's what it sounded like.
I'm suing for intellectual property theft because they have stolen many of my ideas, and I'm asking for $20 million in damages. In December 2004, this company created a drug called Seasonique. Back in 1997, I had a child. Please say hello to Seasonique.
Hello.
And that's not the only example. This company has named dozens of their drugs after members of my family. Celexa,
That's my cousin.
Cymbalta.
She's trouble, but she's fun.
Allegra. Now, she does my hair. She has a little baby named Lil Nicorette.
Lil Nicorette.
What's the problem?
So people are upset. They're saying that Saturday Night Live shouldn't be making fun of black people's names. They felt like it was an issue.
Let me ask you a question. Is it making fun of black people's names if you can actually point to people and say, yes, those are people, is black people named that? Is it a stereotype if it's true?
Listen, I'm just telling you, some people thought it was hilarious, and then Twitter, some people were very angry about it.
So we mad about the stereotypes?
Is it a stereotype if it's true? And I don't know anybody. The closest name that she said was something Phonique, because isn't one of Master P's daughters named Symphonique?
Well, something yeah, they like said Seasonique is what
Seasonique,
the name
yeah.
Is.
I mean, I don't see the issue here. What's the issue?
I don't you know what the joke is. Who's a little Nicorette? I never met a little Nicorette.
That sounds a little close to
Nicorette.
No,
I know.
That sounds a little close to the N-word, a rat. So, you know, I can understand that one a little
I know
bit.
A Nicolette.
I don't know a little Nicorette. I don't know that person.
I know a Mercedes. I know a Lexus.
Alexis.
I know a Alizé.
Yeah.
I know a Hypnotic. They call her Young Hypno.
No, you don't.
I do know a Young Hypno. I know a Remy.
I know
named
Remy.
After the drink.
Yeah, I know a
okay.
Remy's.
You know a Hennessy?
I know some Nasirs. Hennessy. I know some Raekwons. I know some little Kanyes. Okay, it's definitely some Beyoncés running around out here in these streets. All right? Is it a stereotype if it's true, people?
I mean, there are some stereotypes that are true, I guess.
But we'll talk about it more in next hour. Though.
Crazy people, black people with crazy names is definitely a true stereotype.
That is
but,
true.
But crazy is subjective. Who says it's crazy? Whoever said any of those names are crazy?
I know people have said, like, oh, it's going to be hard for that person to get a job with that name.
That's, you know, just because it's not the norm doesn't mean it's necessarily crazy. Black people have very unique imaginations, okay? We just don't want to name our kids Mary. All right? We want to name them Beyonce.
Rashawn.
We don't want to just name our kids Cindy. We want to name them Solange. Okay? What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Oprah. Imagine if Oprah was just Jill. Wouldn't even have the same effect.
No,
Jill.
I sure wouldn't.
Jill. Mm-mm. No. Oprah. Damn it.
Right.
You'd think Oprah was crazy if she wasn't a billionaire. You'd think that was a crazy name if she wasn't Oprah Winfrey.
All right.
Angela.
That didn't come across.
It's just kind of plain Jane. All right, well,
that one is Angela Davis because of what she stood for.
Yo, shut up. All right. That's the rumors. When we come back, we got front page news. We'll tell you about Donald Trump.
What you got for us, Rashawn?
Donald Trump,
with
and more
A's.
Donald Trump. It's R-A-A, capital S-H-A-U-N.
Donald is a lame-ass name unless it ends with a Glover.
Oh, Donald
or
Glover.
A duck. Donald All Duck, right. Donald Glover, the only Donalds we acknowledge.
Front page news when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Let's talk about your president, Donald Trump.
Yes, Donald Trump. They have introduced their new travel ban. And with this new travel ban, the only thing that really seems different is that they have taken Iraq from the list of places that were originally blocked from coming to the United States. So, yes, Iraq has been removed from the list.
Listen, man, y'all asked Donald Trump to come up with a new comprehensive travel ban, so he did just that. He just scratched Iraq off the list and turned the paper back in.
Said here's some
it
new
feels
work.
Like that would still be illegal because they haven't really done much, and they already decided it was illegal last time, so I don't see what's different this time around. Now, they have also released the Obamacare repeal and replace plan as well. So the House Republicans are releasing that plan. And what that plan will do is actually lead to, it looks like millions more people will have lost their coverage. And it's also going to cost more money for millions more as well. And I believe it takes away a lot of the federal responsibility and leaves a lot of that up to state. And people will also be getting tax refunds based on their age.
Well, I already told y'all what they was going to do. They're going to repeal and replace Obamacare with Obamacare. They're just going to stamp another name on it, okay? It's not about the care. It's about who gets the credit for the care
now,
in this situation.
In addition to that, no federal funding can be made to Planned Parenthood because Planned Parenthood provides abortions. Now, Donald Trump has said that he would be willing to fund Planned Parenthood if they stop performing abortions. And let's be clear, taxpayers' money does not go toward abortion. It goes toward other things. But that's what Donald Trump has decided.
You're not going to tell me Donald Trump hasn't paid for an abortion or several in his day.
Now,
okay?
Planned Parenthood has rejected that offer to stop performing abortions. Have. Yeah.
You think Donald Trump's never paid for an abortion? You think Donald Trump has never had an unwanted pregnancy? Like, oh, I got to get rid of this one. You really think that?
I don't know.
Mr. Grab him by the pum-pum? Come on now.
Maybe so, allegedly.
Maybe right. So allegedly.
Now, you gotta protect us just in case, bro.
Maybe so allegedly.
You gotta protect us just in case.
Now, you guys, your Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Ben Carson, has made his first remarks to employees at the department. And here is what he had to say about immigrants and slaves.
That's what America is about. A land of dreams and opportunity. There were other immigrants who came here in the bottom of slave ships, worked even longer, even harder for less. But they too had a dream that one day their sons, daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, great-grandsons, great-granddaughters might pursue prosperity and happiness in this land. And do you know of all the nations in the world, the United States of America is the only one big enough and great enough to allow all those people to realize their dream.
If you teach a history class this morning, man, you should make it your business to absolutely make slavery a part of the lesson plan this week. Because, you know, that is somebody trying to rewrite history right there. There was no such thing as alternative immigrants, okay? It was slaves. Period. Bottom line, point blank. Bought here because of human trafficking and forced into servitude. Okay, like I think we need a history lesson. Well, clearly, Dr. Ben Carson has never stepped foot in an African American studies class.
Well, Ben Carson has since clarified his remarks on social media. He said that immigration and slavery, those two experiences, should never be intertwined or forgotten.
So why are you intertwining them, Negro?
The necessary progress towards an America that's inclusive and provides access to equal opportunity for all.
I hate when somebody does something and then tell us that shouldn't be done. You, the one who intertwined slavery and immigration, they're gonna turn back around and say they should never be intertwined, Negro. Bro, you started this conversation.
Well, he just got updated. That's why.
You got to use this opportunity to teach. I'm telling you, if you're a history teacher, your lesson plan should be about slavery this week. Because I think it's a lot of people who really don't know the magnitude of slavery sometimes. Especially when I hear people liken slavery to, like, when Kanye had the song New Slaves, and they liken slavery to corporate America. Slaves didn't get multi-million-dollar contracts, sir.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Now, we just talked about this SNL skit. All right, that people are talking about. Explain to the people what the skit was about, Yee.
Octavia Spencer did a skit, and basically she's suing a pharmaceutical company for stealing her children's names and using them to name drugs.
Well, let's hear the skit.
I'm suing for intellectual property theft because they have stolen many of my ideas, and I'm asking for $20 million in damages. In December 2004, this company created a drug called Seasonique. Back in 1997, I had a child. Please say hello to Seasonique.
Hello.
And that's not the only example. This company has named dozens of their drugs after members of my family. Celexa.
That's my cousin.
Cymbalta.
She's trouble, but she's fun.
Allegra. Now, she does my hair. She has a little baby named Lil Nicorette.
I thought Allegra was a medicine or something.
Yeah, I think Allegra is a medicine.
It is. That's why they think the kids are named after drugs.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we're asking 800-585-1051, is it a stereotype if it's true?
That's a great question. I always say it's not a stereotype if it's true.
And what are some popular stereotypes? Like
that black, you think are true.
Like black people like chicken.
Yeah, not just
all people like chicken.
Black people like watermelon.
I don't really care for watermelon.
I'm not a big watermelon fan, but I do like watermelon flavored things.
Black there you go. I'll take a watermelon Jolly Rancher all day, every day.
Black people's always late.
No, that's Jamaicans.
I'm pretty on time.
Jamaicans are black.
Well, you know what I mean. Caribbean, that's Jamaicans. Okay.
All right, so those are some of the stereotypes. We want to hear from you. 800-585-1051.
Oh, people really upset about that SNL skit?
Yes.
Listen, black people have unique names. We know this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like crazy is subjective. I don't think the names are crazy, but they're unique. That's what, you know, makes them who they are. Like, Oprah wouldn't be Oprah if she was just Jill.
So we're asking.
I mean, she'd still be Oprah, but, you know, Oprah is, like, a great name.
Is it a stereotype if it's true, and what are some popular stereotypes? Call us right now, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about this SNL skit that people are mad about, where there are some stereotypes. So let's hear the clip right fast.
I'm suing for intellectual property theft because they have stolen many of my ideas, and I'm asking for $20 million in damages. In December 2004, this company created a drug called Seasonique. Back in 1997, I had a child. Please say hello to Seasonique.
Hello.
And that's not the only example. This company has named dozens of their drugs after members of my family. Celexa.
That's my cousin.
Cymbalta.
She's trouble, but she's fun.
Allegra. Now, she does my hair. She has a little baby named Lil Nicorette.
800-585-1051. We're asking, is it a stereotype if it's true?
Now, on TheRoot.com, they did a whole article. Watch SNL skit about drugs that sound like black names. It's just dumb, racist trash.
I don't think it's dumb, racist trash. I just think that it's a known fact that black people do have unique names. Now, if you're mad at the fact that somebody is, you know, making jokes about these unique names, okay, I can understand that, but like, let's not act like that's the beauty of black people. Beyonce wouldn't be as great if it was just Stacy. Oh, she'd be great, but it's the fact her name is Beyonce. All you need is one word. Solange, Oprah. Those are great names.
I agree. Rashawn, those are wonderful names.
I don't want no Jill, no Amy. Hey, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think black people make amazing names.
Absolutely. But it's all subjective, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to look at it and say, oh, that's a crazy name, well, then that's just how you're looking at it. But I choose to look at it as black people do have unique names. Now, the only thing I hate is when black people start naming their kids after products that's going to be played out in 20 years.
Like what?
How many? Hypnotic.
Crystal.
You got some Mercedeses out here in the hood.
Mercedes always going to be popping.
Mercedes popping. You got, but I don't want, your child shouldn't be named Mercedes.
What about Polo?
Little Young Mercy. There's some Polos out here. There's definitely some Lexuses out here.
Yeah, there's a lot of Lexuses.
There's quite a few Lexuses. Then they try to put an A in front of it.
Alexis. Yeah.
Same difference. What did you want when you was a kid? Alexis. So you name your child Alexis. Like, stop it.
All right.
I think Alexis is a pretty common name.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Nicole from Piscataway in Jersey.
Hey, Nicole. Now, is it a stereotype if it's true? And do you have some popular stereotypes for us?
Yes. I would say it depends on the case, because sometimes it is true, because black people do be having some crazy names. When they be telling me their names, I be like,
baby,
okay.
When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Don't say crazy names. Say unique.
Yeah, you're right.
That's all.
And, you know, I'm always late, so I'm going to have to agree with that stereotype, because I can't be on time to save my life. So.
Yes, you can. You got to do better.
Are you Jamaican?
No, and I want to say one more thing. What? I be calling you guys trying to win some tickets, and I never, ever get through. I call all
because you probably be late.
Yeah, you be bad late. That's
yeah, you
probably
be calling
why.
Late.
You know, I'll be trying. I'm going to try. Hopefully, I get some today.
All right, good luck to you.
Hello, who's this? Hello?
Hello? Yeah, hello?
Yeah, what's your name, bro?
Yeah, my name is Christian from the Bronx.
Now, what are some popular stereotypes?
When it rains, white people smell like dogs.
By the way, that's not a stereotype. And the reason that's not a stereotype is because I've smelt white people when it rains.
Don't smell like dogs,
all,
man.
All stereotypes come from some type of truth.
No, they don't all, that's like, no, they all don't smell like dogs. Just like you don't like watermelon like that.
Well, a mass majority of black people like watermelon enough for it to be a stereotype, and a mass majority of white people stink when it rains. For it to be a stereotype.
Now,
okay?
I haven't been around a lot of white people when it rains, but I'm sure they don't smell like dogs.
You need to ride the bus more.
You don't ride no
yeah,
damn
what are
bus.
You talking about?
What do you know about?
I grew up on a school bus. What the hell is y'all talking about? I'm riding the yellow school bus. Then white people definitely used to stink when it rains, and they dress like it's summertime when it's winter. Now.
That is true. White people definitely dress like it's summer in the winter.
They have a different sensitivity to weather.
Wear shorts when it snows. I can agree with that one.
That's not a stereotype. It's true.
I didn't know there was white people among school in South Carolina. Hello,
man,
who's
if
this?
You don't shut your dumb ass up. That's a red state.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name?
Oh, Shonda.
Okay, now we're talking. Is it a stereotype if it's true?
No.
Why?
I agree with Charlamagne. If it's fact, then it can't be stereotypical. It is what it is.
Now, what are some stereotypes, Mama?
That black people can only be athletes, can only be good at athletics.
That's a stereotype. But, I mean, it comes from the fact that a lot of black people are great athletes.
That is true.
Hey, listen, your name is not just Shonda. What's your full name?
Shonda.
That's all?
Yeah, oh, your parents Shonda.
Your parents was boring. They should have put some hot sauce on that thing.
Thank you for calling, Mama.
All right, thank you, bye.
All right. Rashonda.
But black people are good athletes, though. I can't, that is true.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You look
we
at the
are.
NFL, you look at the NBA, majority African American. 800-585-1051. We're talking stereotypes. What are some popular stereotypes? 800-585-1051. We're asking, is it a stereotype if it's true? And what are some popular stereotypes? Now, this comes out of the SNL skit where they basically were, well, let's play the skit.
I'm suing for intellectual property theft because they have stolen many of my ideas, and I'm asking for $20 million in damages. In December 2004, this company created a drug called Seasonique. Back in 1997, I had a child. Please say hello to Seasonique.
Hello.
And that's not the only example. This company has named dozens of their drugs after members of my family. Celexa.
That's my cousin.
Cymbalta.
She's trouble, but she's fine.
Allegra. Now, she does my hair. She has a little baby named Lil Nicorette.
Listen, man, it's not a stereotype if it's true. The problem with stereotypes isn't that they are inaccurate, but they're incomplete. They don't tell the whole story. But in order for something to become a stereotype, a mass majority of a certain group must do that thing for somebody to say, yeah, that's what they do.
I mean, there are a lot of stereotypes that aren't true, though. Like, every time I'm on a plane and I'm sitting first class, everybody goes, hey, what basketball team do you play for? I don't play basketball.
Envy, nobody's ever asked
you. Yes, they have.
I've never heard that. It's such a lie. Ain't nobody ever asked you about no damn basketball.
Yes, and you know you lying. I don't know why you would say that. They might have said you a rapper, but ain't nobody ever said you play basketball. Yes. You got titties, bro.
And some people think that all black men have large penises. That's not true.
That's absolutely not true. I am very average. 7 inches, 3/4, 8 when it's warm.
So that's a disappointing when it's not true.
Okay, all right, well, let's go to the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
This is Danielle.
Hey, what's up, mama?
Good morning.
Now, we're asking, is it a stereotype if it's true, and what are some popular stereotypes?
Popular stereotype, one being that I'm American and West Indians think that we don't chastise our children like they do. But when they come to America, they don't chastise their children as bad as we do because their child is either an illegal immigrant and they risk the chance of their child calling 911.
So are you saying Caribbean people don't beat their children?
That's a lie. West Indian parents beat their kids more than Americans. I know.
Hell
that's
yeah,
fact.
With a wooden spoon.
Y'all believe that? Oh, I'm American, and my daughter will definitely let you know that I'm taxing that behind.
Well, you ain't taxing like a West Indian.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. My mom really didn't beat us growing up. My dad, on the other hand, yes. My mom, not really.
My wife told me stories of extension cords, belts, all types of things that I was like, geez.
My Chinese side of the family was a lot more into that. They used to get beat.
And her mother's half Jamaican, half Chinese, so she whooped her ass.
Well, we do beat our children. We are not lazy. And it is you could go outside afterwards. My daughter's 23 years old, and she'll let you know. My mother tear that ass.
Now, I've always had the stereotype that West Indian people have lots of jobs, not that they're lazy.
And if they don't eat poom poom.
Yeah, and Jamaicans, that's the biggest lie out there, that Jamaican men don't eat poom poom.
That's right, okay? Girl.
I know plenty of girls that have sat on Jamaican men's beards.
My goodness, sir. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? This is Rick from VA.
Rick, what up, man? Is it a stereotype if it's true, and what are some popular stereotypes this morning, man?
All right. I think it's true because, I think everybody's tripping. We all watched The Proud Family like a few years ago and knew that homegirl was named Dejanay and all her family members were named after different spices. That was true. We all know people like that. And another popular stereotype, and this one is true as well, everybody with the nickname Junebug has been in and out of jail at least once.
He's a Junebug.
Junebug.
Envy has a Junebug that works with him.
No, his name ain't Junebug. His name is June.
Has he been in jail?
Nah.
Junebug has definitely been in jail.
Nah, June hasn't been in jail. Well, for nothing big.
Okay. Junebug.
Listen, but like I said, man, you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Like, stop making society think that your name is crazy if your name is just unique. And Hello? By the way, it's a lot of uniques in the hood.
Hello?
Hello, it's good.
What's up, man? We're talking popular stereotypes.
I know. Black people got the weirdest name. I know this one family.
Stop calling them weird, bro. They're unique.
All right, unique. Unique names. All right, so look. The family name, the kid's name, the son's name was last name Jones, middle name Blackman, first name Unique. So his name was Unique Blackman Jones.
Didn't I just tell you that's a lot of uniques name, in the hood?
There's a lot of uniques in there.
Didn't I just tell you that's not a stereotype if it's true? I just told you.
But listen, his sister's name. His sister's name was Cassia Monet Jones. So Cassia Monet Jones. Crazy.
This is my thing.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for calling.
We got to stop looking at our names and saying that our names look crazy and start looking at people with plain names like they're crazy. Why you just going to name your child something plain like Paul? You know what I'm saying? You're just going to name your child something plain like Alex.
A lot of them are biblical names that come out the Bible.
Well, fine. A lot of basic ass names in the Bible. Okay? Ain't no Beyonce in the Bible.
No. Nope.
Ain't no Oprah in the Bible.
Nope.
Ain't no Solange in the Bible.
Nope.
But there's plenty Johns. okay? All right, a Mary.
What's the moral of the story, you jerk?
A Jacob. All right. The moral of the story is the problem with stereotypes isn't that they're inaccurate, but they are incomplete. They don't tell the whole story. And stereotypes lose their power when the world is found to be more complex than the stereotypes suggest. OK, I don't have a problem with unique names. I actually like unique names. I don't like basic ass names. I'd Rice. Rather be an Aaliyah.
Some
than
of those
Martha.
Names are Kalani. That's a beautiful
Ooh,
name.
Oh, yes. Give me a Kalani over a Sarah any day. All right. You need to ask your parents why they ain't had no damn imagination.
I ain't gonna lie. Back then when I was a kid, Rashawn was a tough name, though. Everybody pronounced it wrong. My name wouldn't fit on the Scantron. It was a tough one.
I'd rather have a Kanye than a Carl. Okay. I like a unique name.
All right. Well, we got
my kids got unique names.
We got rumors on the way. Angela.
Yes, we're going to talk about Chance the Rapper. We got some great news about what he's doing. Also, Chris Brown, and more Chris Brown will tell you who wept for Chris Brown.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Chance the Rapper, we all know that he met with the governor of Illinois to ask about funding for Chicago public schools. He says, you know, they've cut $215 million to Chicago public schools. So Chance the Rapper has taken it into his own hands because he didn't feel like the meeting went too well. He felt it was very vague. Mm-hmm. There were no solutions offered. Here's what Chance the Rapper had to say as he cut that school district a $1 million check.
Wow.
I'm proud to announce that I am donating $1 million to CPS. I'm excited to share that this donation was made possible by my fans. Through ticket sales from my upcoming tour and an unprecedented coordination from Live Nation and AEG and Ticketmaster, competing corporations, if you guys didn't know, also with independent promoters and venues across the country, to use funds from ticket sales to donate into CPS.
That's dope.
Drop on the clues bomb for Chance the Rapper.
Gotta love that.
That's dope.
Don't just talk about it, be about it.
Absolutely.
Now that money is going to come from ticket sales from an upcoming tour. Here's what else Chance the Rapper had to say about his donation.
Well, Governor Rauner broke his promise to Chicago's children a few months ago as a result of an admitted emotional reaction when he vetoed the $215 million in funding that Chicago schools were counting on to close out the school year. Illinois currently ranks dead last when it comes to funding public education. With the stroke of the pen, the governor has the power to change that.
You know, it always bugs me out when you hear about these things all across the country, when you hear about them cutting funds for public schools or cutting funds for the rec centers mm-hmm. and the libraries, or even when they cut the police force in half. Like, what are you spending money on? Do you really want to correct the problem?
No, so you can't tell me everybody always talks about how bad the violence in Chicago is. You cannot tell me that's not all directly related to the fact that these kids don't have any funding for their public school system or after
school programs.
It's
not all directly related to it. I mean, it's part of it.
Definitely, definitely.
But they spend a lot of money on other things, like moving the president around costs millions and millions of dollars. His crib in right here in New York City, just to secure that home because his family doesn't want to move to the White House, costs millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely part of the problem in Chicago because, I mean, you got schools all across the country whose public schools aren't getting proper funding who don't have the violence that Chicago has.
Well,
but that's part of the problem.
Well, this is dead last. They're dead last when it comes to funding for their public schools. So in addition to that, they said not just the state of Illinois, but Chicago students are getting less money than everybody else. They don't even get the same funding that every other student in that state gets that they're entitled to receive. So there's definitely a correlation there. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's definitely part of the problem, but it's not the whole problem. It's definitely part of the problem.
Well, it's definitely directly related to what's going on in Chicago.
You girls have been so...
No, I mean, you can't tell me that's
so
not related.
Catty.
I didn't say it wasn't. Days.
All right, now Chrissy
Goodness
Teigen
gracious.
Has been talking about her postpartum depression. And a lot of people didn't know that she was suffering from this, and hopefully this will affect other people. But she says that it was very difficult for her to even get out of bed. This is an article she did for Glamour magazine. She was on the cover. She said, my lower back throbbed, my shoulders, even my wrists hurt. I didn't have an appetite. I would go 2 days without a bite of food, and you know how big of a deal food is for me. She also said she was a lot more moody and emotional than before she became a mom. She said, one thing that really got me was just how short I was with people. I would be in my dressing room, sitting in a robe, getting hair and makeup done, and a crew member would knock on the door and ask, Chrissy, do you know the lyrics to this song? And I would lose it. Or, Chrissy, do you like these cats? cat ears or these panda hands, and I'd be like, whatever you want, I don't care. She said then she would burst into tears and her makeup artist would pat them dry and give her a few minutes. But she did say that her husband, John Legend, has been her biggest supporter, and she wants people to know that postpartum depression does exist and that it does not discriminate.
Yeah, a lot of women go through that. Thank God my wife didn't go through that, but a lot of women I see go through that. And it's hard and difficult for a lot of women. A lot of women don't even want to be around their children at that time.
Some people don't even know that they're suffering. She didn't even know what it was. She just thought she was just outgrowing
hormones,
her role at Lip Sync Battle. She didn't know what was happening, but it was postpartum depression. All right. Now, what is going on with this whole Money Team SUV that was burned outside the club while Floyd Mayweather was in the VIP section in the UK? Well, what people are saying now, a source is saying that some women accepted Floyd's invitation to go join him inside the club, and their boyfriends were upset.
There you go. What I said yesterday. There you go. What I said yesterday. I said that people, if you want floss in the UK and stunt on us, okay, watch this.
The girls went to spend the evening with Mayweather and did not care what their boyfriends thought.
Oh, boy.
Next thing you know, one car was, you know, bricks thrown through the window.
Hey, man. What else?
Yeah.
And then they set that car on fire.
Drop one of Clue's bombs for them boyfriends,
no,
man.
Stop it. No, that
I ain't mad at that. You won't come to my city and just steal my girl? Okay, watch this.
It was about 25 women.
25? Wow.
That he was with him. It
hey, man, listen, I have no problem with that whatsoever. Floyd Mayweather want to pull up in people's cities, flossing, stunting, stealing people's women.
That's not right.
Watch me blow up the van.
That's
it could have been worse.
That's not right. That wasn't probably even his van. That's probably a
Money Team van. Yeah,
promotional van over there.
Floyd Mayweather in town, and it's a van outside that says TMT. Wow, who could this belong to? Let me blow this up, damn it.
All right, well, that's an unfortunate situation. And I'm Angela Yee, and that's
it
your
is unfortunate.
Report.
It's unfortunate that people with money think they can just steal your girl.
Oh, stop it. It's unfortunate he blew up his car, man.
I mean, be mad at your girlfriends for getting accepting that invite to go in a club.
Not his car.
Hmm?
All right.
I don't see the problem.
No, you don't. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you throwing that donkey to?
Dr. Ben Carson. We'd like for him to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him. Donald Trump's Negro Whisperer.
All right.
None of the Negroes listen to.
We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day.
You are a donkey.
It's time for donkey of the day.
Donkey of the day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, it's The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Well, Mr. Ed Sheeran, donkey of the day for Tuesday, March 7th, goes to Dr. Ben Carson. I don't even know what Dr. Ben Carson's title is. I think it's the head of Donald Trump's urban affairs, Donald Trump's Negro whisperer that none of the Negroes listen to. What's his title? Oh, I found it. United States Secretary of House Negroes and Urban Development. Now, Ben Carson was addressing employees at the Department of House Negroes and Urban Development on Monday, and he decided to give people a revisionist history lesson about slavery. Let's hear what Ben had to say.
That's what America is about, a land of dreams and opportunity. There were other immigrants who came here in the bottom of slave ships, worked even longer, even harder for less. But they too had a dream that one day their sons, daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, great-grandsons, great-granddaughters might pursue prosperity and happiness in this land. And do you know of all the nations in the world, the United States of America? It's the only one big enough and great enough to allow all those people to realize their dream.
Mm-mm-mm. Ben, who are these alternative immigrants you speak of? Or is it alternative slavery you're speaking of? You know, just to play white devil's advocate, Dr. Ben Carson never claimed to be a historian. He's a neurosurgeon. Clearly, history wasn't his strong point. I mean, seriously, does Dr. Ben Carson look like he ever stepped foot in an African-American studies class? When I first heard these statements from Dr. Ben Carson, I said to myself, number one, this is absolutely a time to slander Dr. Ben Carson. But number two, it's also a time to teach. Because what's dangerous about this situation is it's a lot of young people in particular who may not know the history of slavery in America. I know that sounds far-fetched to say, but whenever I hear people liken certain things to slavery, like the music industry or corporate America or the NBA or NFL, I say to myself, y'all must have forgot exactly what slavery was. Remember Kanye's new slave record, huh? Y'all remember that? Mm-hmm. Well, I can't think of any slaves who got million-dollar contracts and million-dollar endorsement deals, okay? In the words of my friend Angela Rye, slaves Waves built this joint for free, okay? Not for less, Ben Carson. For free. It's a huge difference between servitude and providing a service, okay? If you work in corporate America, you are providing a service to a corporation and you get paid for it. Slaves were in servitude, bondage, enslavement, working for nothing in the worst possible conditions. So, yes, I hate when people compare anything to slavery because it's just not accurate. Now, back to Dr. Ben Carson. He was on somebody's radio show. I don't know who this Negro was. And they were explaining the word immigrant. Let's hear it.
What you're saying is that anybody who's come from a foreign place is an immigrant. And that's what America. Yes, and they were coming
and
from a
everybody
foreign.
Everybody in that auditorium, they knew exactly what
yes.
I was
saying. Yes.
See, you're moving the goalposts, man. See, here's the problem. There's a huge difference between voluntary immigration and involuntary servitude, okay? Slaves didn't come over here willingly looking for a better life. They were kidnapped, human trafficking, enforced into slavery, okay? They were involuntary immigrants. I shouldn't have to explain to anyone that, yeah, we might be immigrants, but we didn't come willingly, okay? We didn't want to be in the bottom of slave ships packed on top of each other. And I hate when Dr. Ben Carson says the United States of America is the only one big enough and great enough to allow all those people to realize their dream. Can we play that part of the clip again?
The United States of America. It's the only one big enough and great enough to allow all those people to realize their dream.
Ben. America didn't allow anything, okay? People had to fight for the right to be considered equal. Do we even have to have a civil rights lesson right now? People had to escape slavery and revolt against slavery. Then they had to march and fight during the civil rights era, fight against segregation. America didn't allow anything. And that dream of prosperity you speak of, that people wanted for their kids and grandkids. You damn right. If I was getting raped and beaten and forced to work against my will, I would hope and pray my kids didn't have to go through that. Ben Carson clearly does not know the history of African Americans in this country. Like he can't. He's the same guy who once compared Obamacare to slavery. He said Obamacare was the worst thing since slavery, which lets me know that some people, as I said earlier, truly don't understand the severity of slavery. Now, trust me, Dr. Ben Carson has truly earned his donkey of the day. But what sealed the deal for him was what he posted on Facebook to try to clear it up. He wrote, "The slave narrative and immigrant narrative are two entirely different experiences. Slaves were ripped from their families and their homes and forced against their will after being sold into slavery by slave traders. The immigrants made the choice to come to America. They saw this country as a land of opportunity. In contrast, slaves were forced here against their will and lost all their opportunities. We continue to live with that legacy." This is Dr. Ben Carson speaking. He continues to say the two experiences should never be intertwined nor forgotten. Okay, let's stop right there. I can't stand when somebody does something and then tells me after the fact that what they did shouldn't ever be done. Yes, you're right, Ben. Slavery and immigration, the two experiences should never be intertwined, Negro. We know this, okay? That's why people are slandering you, because clearly you don't know the difference. And if you did, you would never fix your mouth to spew the nonsense you said yesterday. Please give the Secretary of House Negroes and Urban Development, Dr. Ben Carson, the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051, tomorrow is a day without a woman.
That's right.
Now, what does that mean? Because, like, does that mean Gia can't help around the house? Does that mean no sex tomorrow? What does that specifically mean?
Boy, it ain't
mean?
About you. What Stop being you selfish.
I'm just asking.
Has nothing to do with your house.
Listen, a day without a woman is going to show the role that women play in the domestic and global economy. It brings attention to lower wages, sexual harassment, discrimination, and job insecurity that women face a lot, oftentimes more than men do in this country.
So what's the call to action? What exactly is the call to action?
Now, this all came out of the Women's March that went down. This is one of the calls to action. They are doing a day without a woman. So women are encouraged to take the day off from paid or unpaid labor. Don't shop for that one day unless you're going to a small women or minority-owned business. And wear red, because that color signifies love and sacrifice, and it's the color of energy and action.
So now, what if you can't take off your job? Like,
obviously,
if
you don't have the luxury of doing that,
just wear red.
Still go to work, but just support the movement as far as what businesses you're going to that day. Don't spend your dollars in these huge...
You're not coming to work tomorrow?
No, I won't be here tomorrow.
Who's doing the rumors?
You are, like you do when I'm not here.
So if I see any women out in the street tomorrow and they're not dressed in red, I can say sell out?
No, you don't have to do that. And men can support this movement as well. It doesn't just have to be women. Men can also support and participate as far as where you're spending your dollars as a consumer, you know, wearing red to show support and just supporting those women around you that are very vital to our economy and to our lives.
So what happens at home?
I don't know what happens in your home.
Man, if you don't stop worrying about home.
This is a bigger movement than just what's going on for you at home.
Look, yesterday, Gia stepped out for an hour, and Jackson graffitied all over my wall.
Well,
I need help
what?
At home.
Well, Dyphus needs to come visit you, because I hear some child neglect. You know what I mean? If one parent not home and a two-year-old can run crazy for an hour, something's not right.
He run crazy for a whole hour.
Well, tomorrow is also International Women's Day. As well, just so you know. And this whole thing was inspired by February 16th when they did Day Without an Immigrant Strike. That's when
Let the record show I own every season of Girlfriends on DVD.
What does that mean?
And Girls. Just want to put that out there.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
All right, so 800-585-1051. Tomorrow is a day without a woman.
What are you going to do to show your support
tomorrow for
a day without a woman? And for women, if you're not going to work or if you are going to work, what are you going to do to support? Call us up and let us know your thoughts.
But women can still help at home, though, right?
Man, if you don't shut up tomorrow.
Envy, I would also think, Envy, that you shouldn't even want Gia to have to do anything at home tomorrow for one day. Because she does a lot all the time. So for one day, maybe you can function and run the household. Clearly, you couldn't do it for an hour. So
right, exactly, that's my point. Maybe, if I couldn't do it for an hour.
Well, maybe you need to get the guys together to come and help you.
The guys together. Charlamagne, you want to come over and help?
I got a wife and two kids at home, bro. That's, what you talking about?
See, you don't want help.
Nope.
All right.
For you guys, support your women tomorrow, please. Even if you're at home and you see Envy's helpless and clueless. You know,
help.
Just for that one day.
All right, 800-585-1051. What are you doing to help? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Charlamagne, what are you doing to support?
I mean, I don't really understand what the call to action is yet. I'm trying to figure out what it is I can do to support. I mean, I think right now.
Well, she just told you.
I did.
Okay, well, I'm going to wear red, but I think right now one of our greatest services that we can do is just getting the word out about it. I mean, that's what we have platforms for.
And you can shop at any type of business that a woman owns or any minority-owned business as well.
I definitely always shop at black-owned businesses. That's not a problem.
Well, she said women.
She said women and minorities.
Or minorities.
Minority means Dr.
Look, I didn't hear say minorities.
But, you know, you can take to social media, or this would be a great day for you to donate to any type of charities that are supportive of women's rights and women's organizations. Okay. Anything that you can do tomorrow.
All right.
I got a house full of women. Does that count?
No.
Nothing I do at home counts, right?
Well, then you should be doing all the work tomorrow.
I am.
Okay.
All right. Well, hello, who's this?
Droski.
Droski, now, tomorrow's a day without a woman. What are you doing to support, bro?
Man, I'm going to sit in my mother house sad as
What?
Without women, we ain't man. You feel me?
Stop cursing, man.
Nah, he right, though.
Imagine
he right.
Holding a jet for 9 months, man. Imagine us bleeding for 7 days every month, man. We got to give these women props, man.
Yeah, well, don't sit in the house sad, though. Get out and do something to show some support. That would be a more positive thing to do.
I'm going
to
sit at home sad tomorrow.
That's why it always tripped me out when people act like a woman wouldn't make a good president, because women have been the CEOs of our life from day one. Whether
absolutely.
It's your mom, your grandma, your aunts.
Hello, who's this?
This is CJ.
Hey, CJ. Tomorrow's a day without a woman. What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm still going to go to work, especially since black women, we already earn less than white women anyway, so I just don't agree with that. But especially like this whole feminist movement that a lot of black women love to participate in, like first, before you start helping out your Caucasian sister, get your stuff together first and make sure that you're earning just as much, if not more than them. Especially since black women, you know, we hold the most degrees in this country, more than white man, black man, and as well as white women. But I don't think we get the credit that we deserve.
Okay.
Sound like you need a day off to me, boy.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
be honest with
you.
What are your plans for tomorrow, though, and specifically?
I'm gonna take my black ass to work. And I'm
going
to class after that so I can get my bachelor's degree.
All right, mama.
All right, and one thing I want to suggest that we do, and I know this wasn't part of the call to action, but when I went with my friends to the Women's March, I said, how about we spend the day not being negative at all, not saying negative things about each other, not posting nasty comments, just have a day of positivity, not having those negative thoughts. It actually is very refreshing. You know, sometimes you see something or you want to say something crazy about somebody. Just don't gossip with your friends. Don't talk negatively, just for one day.
But on Thursday, get back to the cattiness.
Well, it might actually make you want to make a change in your life in general when you see how good it feels.
Matter of fact, all the women that want to stop by the juice bar on Malcolm X Boulevard, I'll pay for the juice.
What?
Yes.
Why didn't you just say I'll give you free juice? You own the spot.
No, I'm going to pay for it.
Well, somebody got to pay for it still. We're not just going to give it away.
I didn't approve it with the partners. I'm saying that I will pay for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the difference.
And it's going to come out of his pocket. It's still paid for.
Yeah, it's going to come out of
my pocket. Small minority-owned business.
Is it one of your partners a woman?
Angela Yee.
Yes, and I will be there tomorrow.
They'll give out that free juice.
Yeah, that's what I just said. For all women coming to the juice bar tomorrow, they'll get a free juice.
Ladies, it's open bar tomorrow.
Hello, who's this?
Doris, like Thursday.
All right, how you doing?
Let me do a post about this.
No, calm down. Don't go too crazy now. Don't go too crazy. Now, tomorrow is a day without a woman. What are you doing?
So, because of where it's coming from and the point of view, it seems so misguided. I'm not going to support it.
Why do you think you're misguided?
What is it coming from?
This whole anti-Trump point of view is not going to get us to a point where we can solve the problems in America.
Well, this doesn't have anything to do with Donald Trump.
The march itself started from that point of view, and the Day Without Immigrants started from that point of view, and this is another march.
Well, A Day Without a Woman, when Tamika Mallory was up here, they made it very clear that it wasn't an anti-Trump march. It was a march that was supportive of women, and I was actually there, and it was really positive. There were no incidents of anything. It wasn't an anti-Trump movement. It was a pro-women movement about financial empowerment and how women don't make the same amount of money that men do, and about sexual harassment in the workplace.
Yeah, but I think Trump symbolized a lot of the misogyny and chauvinism that they was already fighting against anyway. Though.
And against the immigrants. It's just so, and a lot of the groups and a lot of the people that I actually protest with and a lot of the people that I do outreach with, they're all like, they went to the marches and they're and I respect their their passion, but a lot of it's coming from underlying anti-Trump, and I feel like we're getting off topic in a slow but sure way, and I absolutely support the idea. I'm just worried about it constantly coming from that point of view.
Well, I think that if anything positive can come out of something that is negative, because this is people trying to make something positive happen, I think I support. I understand if you don't want to support it, but I definitely support it. And I was there, and I felt all the love from everybody. It was a day where there was no incidents. Everybody was showing each other love. It was really positive. And what they are standing for are things that I all agree with. That same spirit of making sure that women, showing that women are a huge part of our socioeconomic system is a big deal.
And also, again, tomorrow, to all my women tomorrow, if you go by our juice bar, that's located on 277 Malcolm X
Boulevard. I'm going to post it. Don't you worry.
Don't you post it. Go to Malcolm X Boulevard, and if you want a juice, I will pay for your juice. It's on me.
Hold on. We got this.
And also, too, man, for everybody that's participating in the Women's Day Off tomorrow, is that the exact title?
It's not called a Women's Day
Off.
It's Day Without a Woman.
All right, the Day Without a Woman. For everybody who's participating in the Day Without a Woman, don't worry about who's not participating. In the Bible, whenever God would have his prophets speak to people, he never said make them understand. He just said to tell them. And that's what Noah did. Noah told him, hey, it's about to rain. I'm building this ark. You want on? If you're not coming on, cool.
Well, 800-585-1051. Tomorrow is a day without a woman. What are you doing? Call us up. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Tomorrow is a day without a woman. We're asking, what are you guys doing? That is the question. Now, up here, Angela Yee is not going to work.
I won't be here. I will be at our small minority-owned business tomorrow.
Yeah, and all women who go to that juice bar tomorrow, 277 Malcolm X Boulevard in Brooklyn, juice on me.
And listen, what's wrong with taking the day off?
Right.
But some people can't afford to take
that's
the day
true.
Off.
That's
no,
true.
No, and
the
listen,
problem.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong if you feel like you got to go to work and for whatever reason, definitely try to support however you can, whether you post something about it, whether you go to lunch at a place that is a minority-owned or a woman-owned business, anything that you can do to be helpful.
By the way, though, if you get the word out enough and all these businesses know that it is a day without a woman, it could be a lot of discrimination lawsuits had if you don't let your female employees take off.
And I just want to shout out to Thea, our program director up here. She actually called me with Angie Martinez and said, listen, Wednesday is a day without a woman. What are your plans for that day? And I told her I wasn't planning to come in to show my support, and she was totally for it. She'll be here, though.
By the way,
Thea will be here.
By the way, if Thea was a Theo, she wouldn't have called you.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Aoife Sean. I'm from Jacksonville. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Hello, Aoife. Oh, shoot. We'll be in Jacksonville on Thursday. Me and DJ Envy.
What?
Club Mythic.
Oh, man. I won't be able to come out. I'm on mommy duty right now. You know how that is.
Club Mythic. You can't get no sitter for Thursday?
I wouldn't give up my... I don't know. You know,
You don't got to give
it,
child.
I got to be with the babies, y'all. Angela, you don't do me like that, sis.
Okay, all right.
I'm trying
to
be a good mom.
There you go. So what are you doing?
Trying to be a good mom.
A day without a woman, what are you doing?
Try to be a good mom.
She is a good mom.
I will be doing my duty. I'll be taking care of my children and uplifting my king, which is what I would suggest that all women of color do. This is, Angelique, I love you, baby, but this is, once again, we're being brought into a battle that's not ours. We did this in the 60s with the feminist movement, and it didn't help us. And here we are again, fighting someone else's war. I feel like personally, the way that we can highlight our feminism, highlight our and celebrate womanhood, there's no better way than taking care of our babies and uplifting our black men and working on our male-female relationships and getting our stuff together. Because we've tried this integration and it doesn't work.
Wait, you can still take care. Nobody said don't take care of your kids for the day now.
Well, listen,
no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying a long-term solution. A long-term solution to yield results is for us to really go in on our love for each other and working on our relationship. I'm saying that I don't want black women to get, not only black women, women of color, to get distracted by movements that have traditionally never served us.
Hold on, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it women of color spearheading this movement?
It is actually women of color who actually are.
I see Linda Sarsour, I see Carmen Perez. Those are the ones I see.
Yeah, they are actually the ones that are spearheading this. That's why they're saying to shop at minority-owned and women-owned businesses.
Oh, well, y'all schooling me then.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's where it actually came from. It is for women of color.
Yeah, the first person I heard talk about it was Tamika Mallory.
Well, that's what's up then. You schooling me.
Well, take the day off, mama. Enjoy the day.
She don't work anyway.
Likewise. You all take care, okay? Love you all.
All right. We love you, too.
She does have a job. Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Brianna, and I was calling about Without a Woman tomorrow.
Oh, what are you doing tomorrow, then?
You know, I got to go to school. I'm in law school, and they don't need a day without, you know, the few black women who are there, but I'm going to be wearing my ring.
All right, you get in there and represent for us.
No, because we need more black lawyers. We definitely need more black attorneys.
Yeah, go out there and represent.
And more black judges.
Y'all get through every morning, so thanks for being there every morning.
We might need you as a lawyer one day.
So, Yee, what's the moral of the story? Let's ask Yee.
Oh, I mean, the moral of the story is no matter what you can do to support, even if you end up having to go to work, even if you stay home from work, whatever it is that you can do to support tomorrow, just make sure you do, whether that means you wear red, whether that means you spend the day, you know, shopping or eating at a minority-owned or a woman-owned business. And even if you're a man, support your women as well, because women do make the world go around.
That's right. Be a real man and go buy your girl some tampons today so she don't have to go out and get them tomorrow.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. And also, again, the juice bar that we own on Malcolm X Boulevard in Brooklyn. For all my females, all my women, all my ladies, if you go to that bar.
You call them females? Did you just call women females?
If you go to that juice bar, drinks on me tomorrow. All right?
I'm doing a post for it.
Don't do a post. I didn't say do a post. I just said say it. I'm going to give you some money, and that way it's all on me.
Don't do a post, but tell millions of people on the radio. Boy, you Negroes really be making sense, don't y'all?
Nope. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, we are going to talk about Chris Brown versus Soulja Boy. Wendy Williams shed some tears for Chris Brown as well. Plus, we'll talk about Roc Nation and their new venture. We'll tell you what it's called and what the plan is.
Okay. We'll get into that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Wendy Williams was talking about Chris Brown in her Hot Topic segment, and here's what she had to say about his alleged drug allegations.
And I think there are a lot of people in his camp enjoying the spiralization. And his mother, who he watched allegedly get beat up by his stepdad when he was growing up, you know, apparently hasn't gained her strength or her respect from him. I mean, he, I guess, has nobody in his life. You know, there has to be somebody you're scared of, and that has to do nothing with money. It has to do with like, oh, I don't want to shame the family's name, or I got to pull it together just for this. And I think all the positive influences are gone, and this is not the positive influences' fault, because when you are a drug addict, the only one that can help you is you.
All right. She got really choked up while she was talking about Chris Brown.
She would know. She was a drug addict before. So
yeah, Wendy's had her issues with drugs.
She had issues.
Now, this video was posted on the Shade Room, and Chris Brown actually left a comment. He put, "Wow, Wendy." So I don't know.
That's it?
That's all he wrote.
You're not even going to deny nothing? It's just wow, Wendy.
Wow.
And she's like, wow, how you know all that information?
All right, now Soulja
Boy. Got my house tap?
Versus Chris Brown. Soulja Boy was on stage performing in Minneapolis, and he had these things to say about the fight not happening with Chris Brown anymore.
He said, okay, Soulja Boy, I'm a side of the country. I'm going to fight you. The whole little might wear my Chris Brown back down out the fight like the little bitch, man.
If Donald Trump was to ban all them Negroes, I wouldn't give a damn. I'm going to be honest with y'all.
Chris Brown Soulja Boy responded. He left a comment on this video also. He said, it was on Baller Alert. He said, no need for me to disrespect this person any further. He's hyped up as well as the issue. The opportunity to embarrass and do harm to him isn't even funny anymore. I backed out of the public fight because the money location and the fact that the real promoters were spooked by gang members who wanted to profit off of it. No charity and no point in going through with it. I set up a private gym and he didn't show up, so there is nothing more to say. It's not going to happen, and we really know the truth here, love.
Maybe we can do a nice fair swap. Maybe it's a nice Muslim person out there who can't get back in the country who we can trade for Soulja Boy.
All right, and Jay-Z has announced Arrive. That's a new company that Roc Nation has to invest in startups.
Is it like an Uber or Lyft? That sounds like an Uber or Lyft service.
No, it's a platform that's going to focus on startup companies that they feel like have potential that are promising. So they're going to, it says in the statement, Arrive was created to leverage our experience and resources in building brands, developing consumer-facing businesses, managing artists, and representing athletes. We've opened that diversified global range of expertise to a new vertical, entrepreneurs, and their early-stage businesses. So basically, they're investing in these new startup companies.
I'm going to drop on the clues bombs for Hov.
So it's almost like a Shark Tank, where they're going to be investing in small businesses, taking a percentage. That's dope.
Yeah.
Always doing something for the culture.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.